Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, every Friday in the 4 o'clock hour, we're joined by NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. And every time you hear John McClain on the Sports Radio 610 station, he is powered by, presented by the fine folks over at Horn Solutions. John, how you doing, man?
Clint, I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. We're out here in spring at Stadium Bar and Grill. Had some good grub earlier. There's the beer is cold and the crowd's growing. The TVs are working. Got a big college football game tonight, so things are going really well, man. Things
Booger
are going
butt.
Good.
Unless you're the Texans.
Yeah, well, yeah. Unless you're the Houston Texans, I like to make the best of the situation. If I'm being honest, John. So. We did just get a little bit of news. Can't think of a better time to have you on. We did get a little bit of news here on the Texans front. Brandon Cooks appears to not being able to play this week due to a calf injury. Your thoughts on any inside scoop there? Any thoughts on Brandon Cooks not playing this week?
He's injured, and it doesn't matter because this offense is terrible, the worst in the NFL other than Denver. Six-game losing streak. Over the last five games, they're averaging 13.6 points a game. Only Denver is averaging less, and that's 13.2. So with Brandon Cooks or without Brandon Cooks, this offense is terrible, and that's one reason these last two games, as you guys know, getting outscored 50-0 in the first half, outgained 533-37, out first downed. That's not a word, of course, but I'm making it 133-4. So it doesn't matter if Brandon Cooks is playing or not. This offense is just awful.
John, do you look at it as possibly, again, a disgruntled Brandon Cooks is pulling a Laremy Tunsil from last year and just sees where the season's going? Or are you getting word this is a legit injury and it's just a matter of him getting healthy and he'll play again?
It's a legit injury, a matter of him getting healthy and playing again. The last thing he wants is people to think he's playing hooky when, you know, I'm guessing they're going to trade him before the draft. And last thing he wants is people think that you quit on your team. He did it once this season. No, he's injured, and I'm not sure who will play. Maybe we'll see more of Jalen Camp, but I know this. This offense couldn't be less productive in the first half than it has been. And especially the thing that gets me the most is the running game. You know, against the Giants and the Eagles, Damian Pierce averaged 115.6 yards a game. And then these last two, he's been totally shut down. And it's because of their blocking. And I tell you something interesting. Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney at times play over the middle in passing situations. Can you imagine if they put Garrett and Clowney at the same time in the middle where the Texans have been getting steamrolled? If that's the case, we go see a one-step drop and get rid of the ball.
I did.
Yeah, I mean, look, you bring up a great point. I mean, a defensive coordinator worth a damn is going to watch the Texans film and go, well, the smart thing to do is to get your best players, which is obviously Myles Garrett, and then I would say in terms of rushing the passer. Who's shaving what? What are we shaving in there, boys?
Good.
What's going on here?
That's a dryer that went off.
Oh, yeah. I thought.
Okay, there we go. All right, I got nervous.
I thought you was doing a little trim work there.
I thought it was manscaping for sure.
Oh, a little manscaping.
You guys are terrible.
I just thought you were saving your chest after a little bit of that weight loss from soda and feeling good about yourself, John.
I was going mad chest, I would have done it set. On a video where you guys could see it.
There you go.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah. There you go.
This is great. Yeah, look, there's no doubt that the strongest point of the Texans offense in terms of pass protection is the two tackles. I know Titus has struggled a bit at times, but Laramie is clearly one of the best in the game. So it would make sense that the Browns put those two guys inside and attacked the weakness of the offensive line, wouldn't
especially
it?
If Kenyon Grant is in there.
Yeah,
he's struggling.
I would think that'd be a big part of what they do. John, how do you feel about Deshaun Watson coming back and how he'll be received by the fan base and at NRG when they get there?
I'm guessing it'll be like the last two home games, and the visitors will have almost as many fans there as the home team. And if the Texans go 3-and-out on their first series, I'm sure the fans are going to start booing right away. A lot of people think they're booing Watson, but no, they'll be booing the Texans offense like they did after the pick six on the first series the last time. And there will be a lot of Browns fans there. There's always a lot of Browns fans when they play here because there's so many in Houston area and the state of Texas. If you want to see your team, this is the time to do it. I think he'll be booed by the Texans fans when he comes out. Even he doesn't know what to expect from his game because he hasn't played in 700 days. And I'm guessing Kevin Stefanski, the head coach and play caller, will have him throwing different routes, throwing rolling left, rolling right, because they got to start playing Cincinnati and Baltimore in the next two games, both outdoors. The rest of the season for Watson is going to be outdoors in December and January, so he's going to face a lot of bad weather. So they've got to put him out there. I make jokes about it. It's like a joint practice for him where he's got to do a bunch of different things to get ready for the rest of the season. And, of course, even though they're 4-7 and a big disappointment, primarily because their defense, not Jacoby Brissett, the starting quarterback who's now on the bench, they've got to be able to limber him up, so to speak, knock off the rust. And I don't know if the Texans are going to be able to get a pass rush on him like they did Tua Tagovailoa. You know, they had 5 sacks in that game, 4 against Tua, and then they had another one called back. But if Watson needs to get hit a little bit, you know, you've got to get hit. Doesn't matter who you are. Clint, you know what that's like. You played. You need to get hit. You need to get your timing down. And they're lucky that it's against the Texans.
You're listening to John McClain, the thinner John McClain, 30 pounds lighter John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions. John, I'm wondering from you personally, there are going to be a lot of emotions in there, anger, joy, sadness in that stadium for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.